Hello, listeners, and welcome to Advanced Radio. We are so happy that you joined us today, and we are talking about our lifestyle article for the month of November. Wow, I can't believe November is going so fast. We're already 3/4 of the way through. And we've been talking about an interesting topic. We're talking about taking a gap year. Now, a gap year is a time where you take off from school. You don't go to school for your academic studies. Perhaps you do something different for that year. And we're learning about why this trend has increased in popularity. Well, I have two great guests with me in the studio today, and so I'd like to introduce them. To my left, I have...
Hi, everyone. It's Albert.
Hi, and this is Serena.
Thank you for coming back for day two of this article. I'd love to hear from you what you learned yesterday. So, Albert, maybe you can start for us.
Right. So, such an interesting topic, and what's surprising is that, hey, you know, gappers, people, what we call, they take a gap year. Gappers, they earn higher grades than their traditional counterparts.
Right. It's an interesting statistic that we found out yesterday. And Serena, what about for you? What did you learn from yesterday?
I learned yesterday that 90% of gap year students actually head to college within 12 months, which was 90%, that's a very high percentage.
Right.
You know, but I guess they're very motivated to go back and do what they're interested in.
Right. And this is good news because we learned yesterday that often parents have a fear that their children will not return back to their college studies if they go off and do something different, perhaps explore the world. So a lot of parents don't encourage their children to do this. But we learned through the statistics and through this research that taking a gap year has many benefits, whether it's higher grades or whether it is returning to college within the year. We also learned that they feel more refreshed and rejuvenated or reinvigorated, that they're more mature and more intellectually curious. And we also learned that even after college, we learned a very interesting statistic about gappers, Albert. What did we learn?
That 75% or more describe themselves as being happy or extremely satisfied with their careers after they complete their university studies.
Wow, that's quite a high percentage.
It is.
And we also learned that universities like gappers. Why do they like gappers, Serena, in the last paragraph yesterday?
Well, it says colleges and universities really appreciate the contributions that gap year students bring. So maybe they're more motivated to volunteer more. They're just, they have a lot to offer.
Right. So that maturity, that intellectual curiosity that they have come to discover while they're on their gap year is translated into their college studies, and they seem like they're more determined, more goal-oriented, and they bring that into their college life. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about what this gap year is and perhaps some examples even of what a gap year looks like. So, listeners, join us, whether on your electronic device or in your Advanced magazine, on page 33, we're going to look at the first reading down to line 23.
If you thought a gap year was a vacation from school, you're wrong. More people are taking what's called a gap year these days. What is it? It could mean taking time to gain work experience or save money, to soul search or find your life direction. Maybe it's a time to explore the world. A gap year can mean different things to a lot of people. The year is often taken between high school and college, or between undergrad and graduate school, and 90% of students who take a gap year return to college within a year, the Wall Street Journal reported. Jack Boskowski is a 19-year-old Illinois resident who has used his gap year to work 6 jobs total and save money to take a cross-country bike trip from Chicago to Los Angeles, a journey he began with a friend. The best kind of gap year is the kind where you explore different things, he said. I think everyone should travel in their life. Take a year off of what society says you should be doing and find your path.
Well, listeners, if you are just joining us, we are looking at our lifestyle article for November, and we're talking about taking a gap year and why this trend is increasing in popularity. Now, yesterday we learned about the benefits of taking a gap year, but we didn't touch so heavily on what that would look like. How would you take the gap year, or what would you do while you are on a gap year? And so in today's reading, in today's article, we look at perhaps an example of that. Now, we learn, first of all, that more people are taking what's called a gap year these days. Would you say, Serena, that you've met people, or you feel like this has increased in popularity recently?
Honestly, back in the States, mm-hmm. I haven't, but I have met a couple people from Europe that have done that.
Okay, good. What about you, Albert?
A few while living abroad, never in the States. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay, well, what is a gap year, according to this article, Serena?
Well, a gap year can mean different things to a lot of people, but it's meaning to take time to maybe gain work experience or even save money.
Okay, good. So we're talking about what a gap year could look like. You could work, or you could be saving money. Well, hopefully you're working to save money as well. And you can also soul search, Albert. What does it mean to soul search?
Ooh, this is a really good word. Soul search, it means to have deep and careful attention to private thoughts, especially about a problem, usually. So people with soul search when, you know, there's two tough decisions, they have to choose one, possibly
right.
Maybe about a job or where to go for school.
Right, which is interesting because it says, or find your life direction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so often we need to be soul searching to find our life direction. Mm-hmm. Why would that be useful, Serena?
Well, I know a lot of times when people aren't living like the right lifestyle, they're kind of looking at themselves eternally and they're deciding if they are becoming the person who they really want to become.
Right. And when we're looking at the direction that our life is taking, sometimes we see we want to change it or we want to do something different. And we need to soul search and spend time thinking about deep and careful consideration about what we want to do. Well, we also learned that a gap year may be also a time to explore the world. So perhaps traveling is also included in your gap year. It says a gap year can mean different things to a lot of people. Now, what do we learn about this year between high school and college, Albert?
That, well, 90% of students who take a gap year, they return to college within a year.
Which is what we learned yesterday. It's interesting to see it written in a different way here. We learned yesterday, they say within 12 months. Here, within a year.
Mm.
That's the same thing. But we also learned where this comes from. It was quoted in the Wall Street Journal. Now, we go on to hear about one example of a student taking a gap year. What is his name, Serena?
His name is Jack Baskowski, and he is a 19-year-old, and in his gap year, he actually worked a total of 6 jobs and saved money to take a cross-country bike trip from Chicago to Los Angeles.
Is that far?
It is kind of far.
Especially when you're biking.
Right, not taking a car.
Right. I mean, Illinois is more on the East Coast, and L.A. is on the very West Coast.
Right, but it's from Chicago, which is even further, right? From
right north, right? Yeah.
Further east, I believe. But it's like thousands and thousands of miles. I think to drive, you have to drive like 4 days straight or something by car.
Right. So yeah. It could take quite a while by bicycle.
Right.
Right. Well, this is very interesting. He decided to use his gap year to work and save money. He did 6 jobs in total. Obviously,
wow.
I mean, that's over the year, so you never know how long he was staying in each job. But he used that money to take a cross-country bike trip with a friend. And we go on to hear from him personally. Albert, what does he say?
He says, the best kind of gap year is the kind where you explore different things. He also continues saying that, hey, I think everyone should travel in their life, take a year off of what society says you should be doing, and find your path.
Okay, so he did two different things. He worked, well, he saved money from working, and then he traveled. Now, when you're taking a bike trip like that, you probably take a little while, maybe a couple of weeks, even a month or two to travel. And we see that he feels that by traveling, you get to see so many different things. He says the best kind of gap year is the kind where you explore different things. So I think when we're studying, you know, we're really focused on studying. We don't get the time to explore those different things that these people are doing.
You know, after reading about Jack, this totally just came back to me, which is in high school, my biology teacher actually did a cross-country bike trip, and he was pushing. He was recommending it to us. And he just took like about a whole month to do this with his friend. And he says it was the first time the Sony came out with a Walkman.
Wow.
And he bought it because he was in like Heartland America where it was just flats like Kansas. It was like miles of corn and wheat.
Right.
And he was so bored. But he said at night it was so beautiful. Like the stars were just amazing. Like there was no pollution, no lights to like blur the lines and like blot out the stars. But yeah.
Right, and there is something about seeing those things in real life rather than, you know, on the internet. Or, you know, in this case, if you're sitting in a lecture hall, you don't get to see the stars, you know, and how they look. So exploring different things can have bring a different dimension to a person's life. And he says, I think everyone should travel in their life and take a year off of what society says you should be doing and find your path. And so for many people, they feel, I should continue to study. I should be in school. But a gap year gives you the option to consider something different and to grow in your life as you do that. Well, you know, what is important, too, is oftentimes we tell people to stay in college because you need to get the degree so that you can get a good job, so that you can get a good salary to support your family in the future. So how do employers perceive this gap here? Because that is ultimately what you want to know. And how will it affect your working life? Well, let's learn more in the next reading.
How do employers perceive gap years? Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network, a staffing and recruiting firm based in Chicago, said they are well received if taken for the right reasons. I think the benefits are similar to taking a semester abroad, he said. It really depends on what you do with it. Gimbel said if you stayed home to save money or took a year off to do some exploration, it's not necessarily essential to address a gap year in the interview process. For example, if you gained work experience or did volunteer work, those could be valuable to your resume. I'd say if you're thinking about taking a gap year, consider all your options before you just do it. Reggie Bailey of the University of Illinois said, make a game plan with a gap year and without one, and decide what's best for you.
Well, if you're just joining us, we are on the second day of our lifestyle article. In the month of November, we're talking about taking a gap year. On the first day, we learned about the benefits of taking a gap year. And today, we've been learning about how it's a time that perhaps you consider soul searching and deciding your life direction, or you could think about taking a bike trip from Chicago to Los Angeles, like Jack Boskowski did. He was 19 years old, and he's from Illinois, and he used his gap year to work and to save money before taking this trip with his friend. So we're learning that a gap year can take many different forms. Now, as we're taking a gap year, you know, we don't often consider the future. We're thinking about what we could be exploring. But oftentimes our parents tell us not to take a gap year, or people tell us not to take a gap year because they're thinking about how this will affect our future career options. And so, you know, you should keep studying until you get that good career. So then we want to consider the fact, what do employers think about a gap year? So we start off a paragraph with this question: how do employers perceive gap years? Serena, what does that word perceive mean?
Perceive means to come to an opinion about something or to have a belief about something. So it really means to comprehend or how somebody understood something.
Right, and that is exactly when you give your resume to an employer, they look at the information on that, and you are perceived in a certain way depending on the information that is put on that resume. So if you're putting that you took a gap year on that resume, how do employers feel about it? Well, what do we learn in the first the first couple of lines here, Albert?
Well, it's well received if taken for the right reasons.
Now we wonder what that is.
Right. He says, Tom says, I think the benefits are similar to taking a semester abroad. It really depends on what you do.
Okay, so well received if taken for the right reason. So we're seeing that employers have a definition about it. What would be the right reasons for taking it? Here he explains if you did it for the similar reason of taking a semester abroad. Now, I know a few people that have taken a semester abroad. I don't know, Serena, do you know anybody that's done that before?
Actually, I know many people that maybe went to Spain or France to study abroad, to study the language. So it's quite common in the U.S.
Okay, so they took it for language purposes.
Right, right.
Okay, what about you, Albert? Do you know anybody that did study abroad or went abroad?
Many people in college had the chance to do this, and I feel like it's a wonderful experience. And it's great to see how, like, hey, if you actually had working experience or it was for educational purposes, it's okay for employers to know about it.
Right, so in a way, this is a gap year. It's just very intentional about it. It's travel and it's language, and it's being in a different culture. So that's what study abroad does. I think it has similar benefits to what taking a gap year does, and that is why Tom is saying this here. He's saying if it does the same thing as a semester abroad, and he has seen the benefits of a semester abroad, then he says, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, but it really depends on what you do with it. What does he go on to say next to Serena?
He says, if you stayed home to save money or took a year off to do some exploration, it's not necessarily essential to address a gap year in the interview process.
Right. Now, why do you think he would say that?
Well, I feel like, you know, sometimes on a resume, we've gone over this in advanced radio before. It's just like, hey, the really essential and crucial things that show who you are and how it contributes to the job you're applying for. So if it's something that is, that will help, please list it. If not, it's okay.
Right, because he says it's not necessarily essential to address that gap year. So, of course, the employer, like you said, Albert, they're looking for a specific skill or need that they have in their company. They're seeing if you can fit that, if you are able to meet that need. And perhaps the gap year has no... it doesn't address that at all. It's got nothing to do with the gift, the skill that they need or, what it is that they're wanting to fulfill through that interview process. He said, he actually gives an example, Serena. What does he say?
He says, I'd say if you're thinking about taking a gap year, consider all the options before you actually do it.
Okay, good. Now, before that, he gives an example. He says if you gained work experience or did volunteer work, those could be valuable to your resume. Why do you think he feels that way, Albert?
I feel like it's because it's something that was intentional and shows that you have, you made a plan for it.
Right. Yeah, work experience shows that you are in the workforce,
right.
How you operate in the workforce, what skills can you bring to the workforce. And, of course, volunteer work is similar to that. With regard to skills, it just means that you're not being paid for those skills. You're not getting a salary for that. And so that can tell the person your character, right, and your skills, your abilities. So that's why he feels that translates, or that works very well on your resume. This advice that he's giving us, Serena, is good advice. Do you agree with his advice?
I think so. I think everyone's different, but I don't think there's a right or wrong answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, he's saying you should consider all your options before you just do it. Well, preparation is always useful in anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
He actually, now we hear from Reggie Bailey. He's from the University of Illinois, and he has some advice to give us, Albert. What does he say?
He shares with us that, hey, you should make a game plan. Now, a game plan is a plan for achieving success. You always hear this in sports. It's like, hey, what's our game plan for winning today? And it says, make a game plan with a gap year and without one, and decide what's best for you. So, you know, like, choose and decide your options.
Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, figure out, do you want to take a gap year to travel? Or do you want to take a gap year to get work experience? Or do you want to take a gap year to learn a language? What is it that you're wanting to do? Because we learned at the very beginning of today's article that a gap year can mean many different things to people, right? So make that game plan if you're considering a gap year and decide what's best for you. Now, of course, as we see in Jack Bowalski's case, he took this cross-country journey that he planned for, but perhaps the experiences that he had along the way were not planned. They were the adventure that he had. So sometimes you take a gap year, you don't know what's ahead. And that is part of the adventure. But through that adventure, you can grow and mature as well and learn to be flexible, learn how to deal with different situations. Well, Serena and Albert, I would love to hear from you. You know, if you were to take a gap year, what would you do?
I would probably travel.
Yeah.
Maybe learn a language or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a year it's a lot of time to do that. But actually, after reading this article, it reminded me about my friend's graduation. And I attended a graduation a few years ago, and there was a woman who graduated, and she was 86 years old. Yeah, so maybe she didn't have the finances to go to university. Maybe she had a family, but she definitely had a game plan and decided to go back to study, and she didn't let age get in her way.
Wow, that's very inspirational.
Yes.
Never too late to go back and study.
That's right.
What about you, Albert?
Are you asking if I would take a gap year, like, at today's present time, or, like, if I was back in college?
Well, you can choose, because I think, of course, now you're older, but... Yeah, I think this is talking specifically about after high school.
Oh, huh. I guess, wow, definitely live abroad. And in some kind of working program, I feel like it would be super fun. Heck, you know, I would even consider it for today.
There we go. See, so there are so many options you can take with a gap year. It just really does depend on what you're wanting to do with it. But I think the great thing that we've learned during this article is that there are a lot of benefits to taking a gap year, whether it is still continuing with your college education, getting higher grades than your counterparts, whether it is becoming more intellectually curious or more mature. These are all benefits to consider when taking a gap year. And in actual fact, at the top of our page, we have some gap year statistics. Albert, could you share those with us?
Yes. So the first bullet point we have is 30,000 to 40,000 is the number of students who take such a break each year, which is a lot. And I feel like, Amanda, you mentioned, like, where are these people? Why are we not meeting them?
Right. I haven't met them myself, like, in America, that is. Of course, in other places I have, but that's quite a high number.
It is. And the next one on our statistics is 22%, the percentage increase of students who took a gap year in 2015 over the previous year.
So that's why we're seeing this increase in popularity.
Mm-hmm. And one last one is 88, the percentage of gap year students who say the break added to their employability. Ooh.
So that's quite a high percentage to see the benefit, or another benefit, of why taking a gap year can help you. We've talked about how it helps you in college, but it also helps with your employability later on. So listeners, we hope that you have found this article interesting and perhaps just even considering the idea of a gap year. What is a gap year? What does it look like? What are the benefits to taking a gap year? And why are people doing it? Well, we hope you've learned a lot more, and we hope you've also increased your English vocabulary with us here today. Now, we do hope that you will join us in the following days for more advanced articles, but do make sure you check out different ways you can get hold of us or learn more information. Albert, what is one of the ways that our listeners can either give feedback or increase their English vocabulary?
Well, I feel like they can have fun while staying in touch with us and contacting us by finding us on our Facebook.
That's great. We also have a website as well. So Facebook or website. And what is that little square in the top left-hand corner, Serena?
Oh, that you can use with your phone, your QR code. And if you just take your phone and scan it over it, then a website will pop up. And then you can see some information and...
Right, you will see our links to our insights, to our introductions, our Get It Right, and also our features with today's article, in line with today's article. Well, listeners, thank you for joining us today. We are running out of time, and I want to thank my two panelists as well, Albert and Serena. So we are going to say goodbye for today. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.